Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution with the anthem, brothers. Stop resisting.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
This hour of the Wake Up Call is sponsored by the committee to elect Claire McCaskill, Sandra Query, treasurer.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, and because this is Monday, I'm here to talk to Claire McCaskill. Claire McCaskill, running for the Senate seat in the state of Missouri, our current auditor. Claire, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good. It's good to have you in the studio here.
I am so sorry for last week.
That's
I mean,
okay.
You know, here's the problem. When you're trying to do so many things at once,
mm-hmm.
and I've got these wonderful blessings in my life called children.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a teenage daughter who had been chewing on me for 3 months saying, I know we'll be late. We won't be able to do it. This is this college visit we
mm-hmm.
were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And she really wants to go to school at this college.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as it turned out, bad scheduling, you know, our fault. But here I was trying to get her on time to this appointment. At the
same time
I'm on the radio with you. And the whole time I'm talking to you, I see her eyes glaring at me
uh-huh.
across the car like, you're going to make us late, Mom. I know you're going to make us late. You know, you're doing your thing instead of, like, getting me to my college appointment. So I am so sorry I was distracted.
That's
I know
okay.
it was not my strongest effort, and I will make every effort to be in the studio from here on out.
Well, and, you know, and I think it's important for people to understand and to feel that our candidates and the people that are representatives have lives too, and that the two things cross-sect. But the fact that you were able to do it and you were able to get your daughter there, we can move on from
yes,
this.
Yes, we can.
We can move on.
And she loves the school.
Okay.
So
all's good.
All's good.
Well, you know, we can't stop or can't start this conversation without talking about what's at the top of the ticket this morning with Foley, with Representative Foley. And I was wondering, I'd like to get your perspective on what this means in terms of assessing the Republican Party and assessing the need for change in this upcoming midterm election.
Well, you know, it's hard to even know where to start. I start as a prosecutor and think of the reality of what the leadership in the Republican Party knew.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that a 52-year-old man was sending text messages to a teenage boy in another state asking for him to send him his picture.
Mm.
Now, you know, I did sexual assault cases involving children for years, and anyone would know that situation right there is, this is not the first time this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the only time this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And every single rule of investigation would tell you at that point, you take steps first to make sure that you protect the kids that this person has contact with.
Mm-hmm.
But their first reaction was not thinking about the kids. Their first reaction was, you know, how do we do something without doing anything so we can save this congressman instead of saving the kids?
And save the Republican majority.
Right.
I mean, it was all about the how do we spend this?
Right.
How do we spend this? We're going to continue this conversation with Claire McCaskill. We're taking our first break. Don't worry, we'll be back. Stay with us.
Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920, WGNU.
Sponsored by Creve Coeur Cartridge World. Save big, print happy.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
This portion of the wake-up call is sponsored by the Committee to Elect Claire McCaskill, Sandra Query, Treasurer.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown, and I am talking to Claire McCaskill. And, Claire, we're talking about this big story that's all over every paper that was all filled this Sunday, news discussions, the story of Tom Foley. And as a prosecutor, you were telling us about your concerns about this, the former prosecutor.
Yeah, and you know, if you step back from it, I mean, we've talked about, I've mentioned that as a prosecutor, at a very minimum, at this point, you begin to protect the children. That this, and by the way, keep in mind that after the leadership of the Republican Party knew that he had done this, mm-hmm. they left him as chairman of the Committee on Missing and Exploited Children.
Mm.
I mean, in every way, this just screams. We are protecting our members. We are more worried about holding on to power mm-hmm. than we are about being genuinely driven by family values. And so then you've got the parents of these kids. You've got the other kids in the program. And then you have the whole piece of looking at this as whether or not this should be a moment where the members should come together and put politics aside. And all you have to do is realize that on the Page Committee, the only people who knew about it were the Republicans.
And the Democrats did not.
The Democrat on that group was never told of this problem because they were more interested in hoping they could sweep it under the rug than getting to the bottom of it. And the Speaker of the House said first, when confronted with this, that he didn't know anything about it. Well, then now he's come back and said, well, yeah, he thinks he was told about it a year ago.
He didn't remember it.
He didn't remember it. Now, I got to tell you the truth. If you're the Speaker of the House and you find out that one of your members is asking young teenage boys to send them pictures of themselves, you remember it.
Absolutely.
You absolutely remember it. In fact, you begin to break out in a sweat when you think about it.
And that goes to the piece of, if he did, clearly he didn't break out in a sweat. So what kind of atmosphere do they have up there that he didn't even, as the kids would say, he didn't even trip on that. He didn't even do anything about that. So what does it say about the atmosphere up there in Washington, D.C.?
And their first reaction, Liz, was to send it to the Ethics Committee. And let's think about that for a minute. You know, the Ethics Committee is made up of members. Mm-hmm. The majority of the members are Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
In our proposal, and we try to have positive proposals for everything that we think is not going well, because I think it's important that you offer something,
mm-hmm.
but you just don't tear down.
Mm-hmm.
And in our proposal, as it relates to ethics, there needs to be an independent ethics board for Congress, not one made up of members. We have that in Missouri. And frankly, sometimes it works well and sometimes it doesn't. But what you would do is you would appoint members that are not to this board that are not members of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You would appoint people that are independent. And that would be maybe a place that you could refer ethical violations. The Ethics Committee is a big black hole in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
They are never going to aggressively do what needs to be done on these. And the interesting thing, it wasn't until Harry Reid, the Democratic leader of the Senate, said, he's a former prosecutor, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is way beyond an internal review.
Mm-hmm.
This is bring in the FBI, bring in the Justice Department, and look to see if the federal laws, by the way that Mark Foley helped write on Internet predators,
mm-hmm.
the federal laws have been broken. And who knows what's happened to the computers?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's been a year. I mean, forensically, I mean, they are way behind here.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have known at that point in time called for an independent criminal investigation, then we would have some kind of confidence that they are going to find out everything that happened. But, you know, he knew that he was approached and said, hey, quit contacting this young man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you do if you were guilty? Of course, you'd begin trying to cover your tracks.
Absolutely. And also in leadership position, I think it's a fair question to ask in leadership. Is that why they weren't concerned? Is because they were busy about the business of covering their tracks on this?
Well, I think it's, you know, I think all those things are fair game in terms of discussing this. And this man, Mark Foley, was in leadership.
That's right.
He was Roy Blunt's deputy.
Well, let's get to the connect here, Claire. We have this going on in the House. What could the Senate? What is the role of the Senate when something like this arises? If you were in the United States Senate right now and this issue came up, how would you respond to it?
Well, I would begin working my fellow members for more votes on my ethics proposal.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of thing that can give the impetus you need to convince people that they need to quit doing things the way they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It is such inside baseball out there. It is such a club.
But that's the other piece of it. When you do something about this, when you respond to something like this, don't you have to make certain that your politics, it does not appear that your politics has anything to do with this, because this still feels, from my perspective, like it's still very partisan. We want to protect our party on this as opposed to protecting a 16-year-old.
Well, and ultimately, Liz, it is about protecting their party, and ultimately it's about power.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it in my race, mm-hmm. where Republicans who care deeply about keeping the Senate in Republican hands have communicated in a very clear fashion to people who have supported me in the past that they should not do that.
Mm-hmm.
That they have specifically said, we are watching, we do not want you to help Claire McCaskill, and this is because it is not about bringing a new voice that might help in Washington, D.C., the
mm-hmm.
deliberations. It's about holding on to power. And if you look at what DeLay did,
mm-hmm.
and what has happened to some extent also in Jefferson City now,
mm-hmm.
is that the idea here is if you control the money, you control the power.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about you hire the only lobbyists. You only help lobbyists who are helping you and not helping the other side. And that's where that whole Abramoff thing came from. The whole K Street project was Tom DeLay and Roy Blunt deciding that if they would only allow the lobbyists who support them to pass legislation, then they would freeze out the Democrats in terms of ever getting the kind of campaign donations they need to compete. And it in terms of attacking labor unions and going after trial attorneys, all of that is part of the plan to undermine the financial base of the Democratic Party, because these campaigns have gotten so expensive that if you cannot get donations, you cannot ever challenge their power.
Well, and to the silence that we're hearing from a Jim Talent on this issue, to the silence that we're hearing from the Republican leadership on the Senate side of the aisle on this issue, what are we to make of that?
Well, I'm sure that Jim Talent is just as offended as I am over the idea that this man did this. I think, however, the question is he independent enough to stand up to his party and try, and does he have the kind of leadership capabilities of changing the course of what's going on in Washington? This is someone who's voted with President Bush 94% of the time. This is someone who was one of Newt Gingrich's top lieutenants. When Newt Gingrich said, we need to slash certain government programs, Jim Talent was right there voting to eliminate the Department of Education.
And cut food stamps. And he voted many times to cut food stamps.
To cut food stamps. He even introduced legislation that would have cut off all benefits to unwed women. All benefits to any woman who is pregnant and not married.
So when we go to this independence question and try to evaluate whether or not a person could be independent, I guess the case that comes to my mind is the Harriet Myers case, where even his own part, even people in his own community were saying, no, don't support this woman, but he went with it because George Bush said, go with her.
Well, and the interesting thing is how it kind of developed. Harriet Myers was nominated, and Jim Talent was asked about Harriet Myers, and he said, she's great, I'm for her, I support the president. And then without ever checking, I mean, that is really the sign, because I think if he would have slowed down at that point in time and done what other Republican senators did, there were Republican senators that interviewed Harriet Myers and said, wait a minute, she's not giving the kind of answers that give us confidence that she's ready for United States Supreme Court. And in fact, that began to turn. I mean, the White House began hearing they're not going to get support for this nomination. But Senator Talent didn't ever do that independent analysis. He was for Harriet Myers, and ultimately his colleagues were the ones that said, you know, this is not the right nominee. You need to send us another one.
So let's talk about some of the issues that would not be dealt with if Senator Talent were still allowed to or kept his Senate seat. Let's talk about this MC Plus piece.
Well, MC Plus is a great program. Mm-hmm. It was started by President Clinton, and I was so proud that he took time out to come to St. Louis and help me. We had a chance to visit one-on-one for a significant portion of time, and he gave me great advice about this campaign. And he is he's very interested in what happens in Missouri. He felt very strongly that we should try to insure more children in America with health insurance. So he pushed and ultimately passed in 1997 the Children's Health Insurance Program on a national basis. And that program began in the late 90s, and in Missouri it was called MC Plus. And it's for children whose parents do not quite qualify for Medicaid but don't have enough money to buy health insurance.
And we're going to continue that conversation. My name is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Claire McCaskill, and we are talking about the United States Senate race in the state of Missouri, one of the most closely watched races. In fact, you're going to be on Meet the Press next Sunday?
Meet the Press next Sunday.
All right, then. We'll be back. Stay with us.
morning, St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tahiti Village. Eastbound 44 from Mraz Overpass through Merrimack River Bridge. Look for an accident. It's been cleared, but traffic's backed up way through 141. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and Spady. There's congestion in pockets. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 270 looks good. Northbound 270 at Teson Ferry all the way through 44. Look for stop-and-go traffic in pockets. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, stop-and-go. Westbound 270 at New Halls Ferry and West Florissant, look for slight delays. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for heavy volume there. Westbound Eastbridge traffic, the traffic is moving well from the Illinois Bank into the landing. And westbound 5570 between 3rd Street and Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic in the left lanes and right lanes. And westbound Kingbridge traffic, look for state line all the way through Laclede's Landing. It is slow this hour. Telegraph at Cathedral, there's a report of an accident. And Teson Ferry at 270, there's a report of an accident. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary 3-day, 2-nights hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS. That's 877-57-VEGAS. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm today with a high around 90. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tuesday, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm. They're looking at a record high in the mid-90s. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 67 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 67 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Hello, St. Louis. This is Phil Wilson.
And, of course, I'm George Cotton. We're your hosts for The Real Deal.
Well, looks like we're moving again. That's right. The Real Deal is headed to Drive Time.
That's right. Now you can take us home every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening from 4 to 5 o'clock p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Phil. Some say we're rude, opinionated, and that we hang up on people.
Well, tune in from 4 to 5 every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you just might find out. Until then, we'll see you on the radio.
Brethren, I wish above all things ye prosper and be in good health, even as the soul prospers.
Join Minister Ernest Greenlee, Miss Daisy, and Doc Brown every Tuesday evening at 8, beginning September 12th, for the Pastor's Hour to Empower here on AM 920 WGNU. Learn about real solutions to real issues. What is wealth without good health? What is good health without wealth? Learn how none should suffer lack. That's the Pastor's Hour to Empower, 8 to 9 every Tuesday evening, beginning September 12th, on AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story, it's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head for you.
This portion of the Wake Up Call is sponsored by the Committee to Elect Claire McCaskill, Sandra Query, Treasurer.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My conversation this morning is with Claire McCaskill. We're talking about the upcoming senatorial race in November. What are we, 5 weeks out?
5 weeks from tomorrow.
5 weeks out.
35 days.
That's amazing. Okay, so MC Plus.
So these children have been added to the health insurance rolls. It has been a very successful program. We've increased the number of children insured in Missouri every year until Republicans took over. Mm. And now it is going down. First, Governor Blunt cut eligibility. That has resulted in 28,000 children leaving the rolls of the insured in Missouri. And now, to add insult to that, the federal government has failed to fill the gap in funding in the program. When they adjourned on Saturday, they did not act on the CHIPS program. And so as a result, we could lose another 22,000 children. And so you could actually see within a year's period of time 50,000 children in Missouri being kicked off health insurance as a result of the Republican priorities of taking care of very, very wealthy people with tax cuts instead of doing the best job we can to give health insurance to our babies.
So you're saying that there was an opportunity to make certain that these kids would not be would be covered, and that opportunity was not exercised.
That's exactly right. There's a shortfall of 800 and some million dollars. It impacts 17 states.
Mm-hmm.
27 million of that is for Missouri. And because of that cut, we will lose that many children off the program.
Well, what does your opponent say about this?
We've not heard anything from our opponent about this. And it is something, now interestingly enough, there's been a group of bipartisan, you know, there's been commercials run about how bipartisan Senator Talent is, but there was a bipartisan effort of governors to, they wrote to Congress late in September saying, you've got to do this. This is going to impact our programs. It was signed by Republican governors of Georgia and Alaska, various states around the nation, along with some Democratic governors. And, by the way, Governor Blunt was not on that letter. I don't think that since he had cut the program already, he was probably not as concerned as maybe some of the other governors were. And you know, even with that bipartisan effort from governors around the country saying, please pass this funding so we can continue to keep children on health insurance programs, that it was not done.
And so there are children right now that don't have health care coverage as a result of this?
Absolutely. There are children that have, because of the changes in the program that were made in Missouri, the implications for the additional children that will lose coverage go into effect October 1st. So it will take probably some time for the impact of those cuts to be felt, or the failure to fund, I should say. It's really a failure to fund, a shortfall in funding.
And one of the things, I want to kind of stay on this domestic tip, because sometimes I believe that the domestic issues, people lose sight of them when we, with all of the discussion about the war, and we have time to have that discussion. But I want to continue with this conversation about the domestic issues. When you look at that, the missed opportunities domestically that have occurred during the time that your opponent has been in office, and the domestic issues that you feel should be addressed, can you give us some of that? Can you talk to us about missed opportunities and things that should be addressed?
You know, one of the things that's really hard for me is when, and I understand why I hear this from my friends in the African American community, that, you know, what difference does it make that we vote for a Democrat or a Republican? It's hard for me when I hear that. I get it, because so many white politicians have taken the black community for granted and have just thought, well, you know, And you and I have talked about this, you know, white politicians that stop in church for 10 minutes 3 weeks before the election and say, thank you, now vote for me.
Exactly.
But if you really look at the records, if you look at the difference between the priorities, for example, under Bill Clinton with the Democratic Congress and the priorities that are there now, there is a stark difference. It is so different. They are about taking care of the powerful. The Democratic agenda is about empowering people, about understanding that health care for people who are working three jobs should not be something that is hard to get a hold of. We're talking about people who are doing their best. We're talking about people who love their families and who are working hard every day and playing by the rules, and they are trying to make the money match at the end of the month, the money coming in and the money going out. And whether it's the first time in history they've cut college Pell Grants, that's a mechanism that so many young people have used to get to college. They have cut Medicaid. They have not funded Medicaid. They have cut Head Start and attack school lunch program.
And when you're saying the they includes your opponent in this, it has to if he's voting 94% of what George Bush wants.
Absolutely. He has been a very loyal supporter of President Bush. He has voted the Bush agenda.
At our expense.
And even, you know, as I said before, even sometimes even more. I mean, the bill he introduced, you know, Bill Clinton wanted to reform the program of welfare, to give people an opportunity to get work. And he understood that that meant you had to fund daycare, mm-hmm. and you had to do things that would help. You know, these people are cutting daycare. They're cutting they allowed to expire some of the tax cuts that really help the people at the middle of the ladder and the people who are trying to get to the middle of the ladder. And so, you know, when he was doing that, Jim Talent introduced the most conservative welfare reform legislation, more conservative even than most in his party, that said if you are pregnant and you are not married, you get no federal benefits, no food stamps, no anything. Now, think about that. I mean, that is, and this is someone who is working hard to get the confidence of the black community now. And think about somebody who would introduce that bill.
Well, and just think about the mind of a person that would conceive of living in this country and saying that by virtue of the fact that you're not married, that you should be punished. And by virtue of the fact that you are not married and you have children, you should be punished. That we live in what they call the greatest nation in the world, and you have a legislator who's an attorney saying that this is something that our country needs.
And by the way,
it's monstrous.
I mean, you know, let's talk about pro-life, and let's talk about reproductive choice. If you are going to say that you want to make sure that poor women do not have access to contraception and do not have access to a safe termination of early in their pregnancy, then at the same time you're going to say, and we're not going to give you any help if you are not married and pregnant. That is encouraging people to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
That is saying to a woman, you're going to have to abort this baby.
Because you can't
afford
it.
That is not the direction that we should be going. We should be trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies. We should try to make contraception widely available. You know, the number of abortions in this country have gone up because they're cutting off contraceptions to poor women.
But shouldn't there also be the humanness of this, just the idea that you would be a legislator in one of the most powerful positions in the government as a United States senator, and your way of humanly dealing with people is punitive. I mean, shouldn't we be concerned about just having that's the way that I look at things. I punish people.
We need to help people have an opportunity. This is not, nobody wants a handout. I mean, anybody who's spent time with people who are trying their very best knows people don't want a handout. They want an opportunity. They want a job. They want education. They want quality education in their public schools. They want teachers who are trained and taken care of. They want to make sure that they have tutors and that they have books and that they have access to college education, that they have job training, that they have the ability to get loans for small businesses. That's what people want. And this administration, with the help of Senator Talent and the Republicans in the Senate, have fostered an agenda that for the first time in our country's history, productivity has been up, but wages and salaries haven't increased.
Let me get to a caller or two. Kenny. Kenny. Are you there? Kathy.
Yes. Good morning to you and to Claire. Glad that she's running for Senate. I have three questions. One, where do I get her paraphernalia for the yard signs, things like that? The other one is, what is her position on the war in Iraq? And also, what is the benefit of ethanol to gasoline? And will it make an economic difference in using it? And is it more beneficial to the consumer to use this ethanol than to use gasoline?
Very good. Three questions. First one, the most important, where do people get your the signs and volunteer to help?
If they will call 918-VOTE, it's 918-8683, 918-VOTE. We can direct you, we can direct you to an office near you where we'd love to have you come in and help us, make phone calls and help us knock on doors. We also can get you a yard sign and any other information you'd like. And if you would, you know, volunteer to send some postcards to your friends, distribute literature in your neighborhood, well, he's going to have so much more money than we have. They're all just pouring money. The big corporations are giving him so much money. We really need people power right now.
And I guess we really probably need to underscore, because we have to take another quick break, but we need to underscore the importance of this race and also the fact that this is going to be one of the closest, the most closely watched, one of the closely watched races out here in the country.
It is going to be. We have President Clinton coming in this coming Saturday. We have Senator Obama coming back to Missouri, to Kansas City this time. He came to St. Louis a few months ago. They're coming because this is very, very important to our country.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. We'll get to some of your calls, comments, questions. And I'm talking with Claire McCaskill. Stay with us.
Since the Civil Rights Act in the 1960s, can I think of any bigger initiative that will empower African Americans to have control over their life than the stem cell initiative?
Dr. Michael DeBon, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Washington University School of Medicine, explains why medical experts, faith leaders, and community leaders urge a yes vote on Amendment 2, the Missouri Stem Cell Research and Cures Initiative on the November state ballot.
Diabetes, sickle cell disease, hypertension. These are the type of diseases that occur in our families, in our community. Stem cell research could lead to cures for those diseases and many others. Please join me in voting yes on the Stem Cell Initiative to ensure that all Missourians will have equal access to future stem cell cures. Thank you.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Oss, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Lethea Owens with a personal invitation to join me for Motivational Mondays, where your dreams become reality. Part of Women Inspiring Women every Monday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU. I believe when you follow your purpose, you have no choice but to be phenomenally successful, because all of the resources and opportunities you need become attracted to you. So join me, Lethea Owens, for Motivational Mondays, part of Women Inspiring Women, every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will.
This portion of the wake-up call is sponsored by the committee to elect Claire McCaskill, Sandra Query, Treasurer.
Come away.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Claire McCaskill, and we are talking about this upcoming election and just a handful of days away. We had a caller last break, Claire, that asked about the directions or and how you get signs and sign up. She also asked about the ethanol issue of what is your position on ethanol.
You know, this is one of those areas where they are completely telling a fib about my position.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to say that I'm against ethanol because I said I would have voted against the energy bill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind that in the energy bill, they gave $9 billion of our money to oil companies.
Mm-hmm.
It was written by the oil industry. It was all about oil. I wouldn't have voted for that bill. I would have been working to make sure that we took that money they were giving to ethanol, to oil, and support alternative fuels. I have consistently been in favor of alternative fuels and ethanol, unlike Senator Talent, who has voted against research in this area. When we were in the legislature together, I voted to lower the taxes on gasoline that contained ethanol. He voted against that. Mm. He voted when he was in the legislature to support Governor Ashcroft's veto of a fund to begin ethanol production in Missouri.
And this is a big deal for farmers here in Missouri. This is something that hits people directly in the pocketbook in the state of Missouri.
Absolutely. Alternative fuels is huge in this state because we grow a lot of corn and a lot of beans, and we are in a position to not only do the right thing for our farmers, but do the right thing for our environment, and most of all, do the right thing for our national security.
Mm.
It is incredibly important that we get out from underneath the thumb of the Middle East nations that control the world's oil supply. You know, it is very, very important. So, of course, I'm for alternative fuels and ethanol, and this is just another because there was a little provision in there for ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say little. It's important what he did, and he worked on it, and he should get this. You know, you should acknowledge that he worked on increasing the fuel standard for ethanol in the bill. But the idea that you would have to give oil that kind of money from our treasury in order to get the bill passed.
It's kind of like the minimum wage bill, the cynicalness of adding the, you got to give rich folks their due before you give middle-class poor people a minimum wage.
Senator Talent has voted against increasing the minimum wage 11 times and has taken a pay raise almost every year he's been in Congress.
1-877-920-WGN. Let's get to some of our callers. Zenobia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to your guests. It's good to hear. I wish I had heard her make the comment about the bill that Talent introduced for unwed mothers to deny them Medicaid, because he was on a radio program this weekend, and I happened to get in, and I certainly would have put that to him. But I want to ask Clara McCaskill this. You know, we know that North St. Louis is going to vote overwhelmingly Democrat. My concerns are getting the vote out. And what specifically your campaign doing to really mobilize people to get the vote out. Another issue that pertains to election is I'm concerned about the stealing of votes, the suppression of voters in not only Missouri but across the country that may translate to really an unpleasant situation. So I'd like to have her speak to that. And I do intend to work on her behalf from here on out, doing canvasses with whatever progressive organizations that I will be hooking up with.
Thank you, Zenobia. Yeah. Getting the vote out.
Well, it's very, very important. And, you know, it first of all, to everyone who's listening, I really hope that you will help by taking some personal responsibility in this regard. The most effective way to get the vote out is for people to in fact, influence their circle, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone has a circle. You have your friends at church. You have your friends at work. You have your family. You have your neighbors. Explain to them what's at stake here. We can change the agenda in Washington, D.C. It will have an impact, a real impact on people's lives. And to have that sense of urgency and passion and help us remind people to vote on the first Tuesday in November, we will have a whole lot of meetings, and we'll have a whole lot of activity. We'll have a lot of signage. We'll have a lot of canvassing. And if you call the office, we can hook you up with a candidate. We have a meeting this Wednesday at 7 p.m., a get-out-the-vote meeting this Wednesday at 7 p.m. At the office on Manchester, which is 6558 Manchester here in the city of St. Louis. That's at our St. Louis City office. We will have a meeting. Anyone who can help, if they would come to that meeting at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, we would love to have them. We've got to put an army out in the street. We've got to get this done. And I think we're going to have some help from folks coming in to rev up the troops near the end. But ultimately, people really need to start paying attention and start talking about this race and about the minimum wage being on the ballot.
Absolutely. And that number is 918-VOTE.
918-VOTE.
And quickly to the minimum wage piece, because I think that is really, really a line of demarcation between them and us.
It is. It is. And you know, the interesting thing is Senator Talent keeps trying to say now that he voted for it four times. Well, he didn't vote for it four times. He allowed it to be in a bill that was taking care of wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew it wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's for it, why doesn't he just say he's for it?
And
he won't say he's for it. We have it on the ballot in November. We have it on the ballot in 5 weeks. And Senator Talent will not tell Missourians how he's going to vote. And this is simple. Are you for it or are you against it?
I think that that's a great question. I think that anybody that has an opportunity to talk to Jim Talent should ask him. It's on the ballot.
How are you going to vote?
Right. Clear and simple. I don't want to hear about anything embedded in any other piece of legislation. How are you going to vote? Here's your opportunity. Tell us.
And you know what he'll say? I won't tell you.
And that's another reason why you don't support people when they don't tell you what they stand for. I mean, it's a clear issue. And if you are about it, then you would vote for it, wouldn't you?
That's absolutely right.
1-877-920-WGNU. William.
Hello, Liz. I'm so happy that you got me coming in on this one. Claire McCaskill, this is something that's very, very important. I've been looking at the way the oil companies have been dealing with the American people the last few years of this administration. And I've noticed that in this election, the price of gas has plummeted. Now, isn't this considered what I would call an illegal campaign contribution as far as campaign?
Boy, you've got that right.
Thank you.
Now, if they say it now, I'm going according to what they see it, that the price of oil was so high that they had to purchase the oil, they had to manufacture it and produce it, and that's why they had billion dollar quarters. Now, that the campaign is coming up and the election is coming up, gas is back down to a dollar and some odd cents a gallon, and they said, well, it's because we had so much oil for the summer. I have never seen summer oil last until October.
Thanks for your call and your comment. A survey was done. Most Americans believe that there's been some manipulation being done in order to gain advantage in November.
They've been saying for the last year that because of the unrest in the Middle East, because of pipeline disruptions, that gas prices had to go up and up and up.
Mm-hmm.
And they made the CEO of ExxonMobil made $52 million in salary last year. The oil companies made $113 billion in profit last year. Now it's an election year. And all those things they said were causing oil prices to go up are still there. I mean, last time I looked, we have more problems in the Middle East, not less.
With the war in Lebanon, come on.
Yeah, it's worse, not better. So, I had a friend who did the commercial for the farmer about gas prices. He said he wants to go back on the air and say, I smell a rat. I think most people believe the prices will go back up after the election.
That's what they were saying. They did a survey, and that's what people were saying, that it was being manipulated solely for election advantage, or to keep that constant reminder of Republican majority, out there.
Keep them in power.
1-877-920-WGNU. Bob.
Hey, good to see you and your guests on there. Ms. McCaskill, I just want to say, I see your signs everywhere. Your commercials are stumping your opponents. And I love the commercial with your mom in it.
Thank you.
What I want to say real quickly is, you don't have to worry. You got this. Because people know, no matter how much he badmouths you, Ms. McClair, your track record shows that you're an honest lady. So just don't worry. You got it.
Aren't you sweet? Well, I don't want everybody to think I got it, because we all got to work. But, you've started my Monday morning out with a smile on my face. Very nice of you to call.
And one of the things that I do wanted to do, I talked to you earlier about we're going to have your mom on the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're going to have
your mom. Oh, you guys will love that.
Yeah, we're going to have your mom on the show. We're going to talk about some of those issues that affect our seniors out here and the things that the world that they're living in right now. And one of the things also, I'm going to get to a couple more things. I want to hit this minimum wage issue one more time, because I think that it is really, really, again, the distinction between us and them. When you're elected as United States Senator, what are you going to do about the minimum wage? What would be the first thing that you do about the minimum wage?
It needs to be increased. We're going to do that in Missouri in November, and we need to make sure it's done on a national basis. We're having to do it in Missouri because they won't do it in Washington. I want to sponsor and help get passed. And by the way, they're just a few votes short.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a few Democrats short of increasing the minimum wage on a national basis.
So that's one of the issues. There are a number of things that people need to be coming out in this election, this upcoming election in November on, and the minimum wage is one of them.
Absolutely. It's very important. We have a chance to give Missourians a raise in November. I think that's something that people need to realize, that for people that are struggling, that extra money, especially people who take an extra job at minimum wage to supplement their other job.
Pay for their gas.
That's exactly right.
So, and again, that number that for your office?
918-VOTE.
And Claire McCaskill, thank you so much, and I will see you next week.
We'll be back and talk about Iraq.
Very good. This is Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
This portion of the Wake Up Call has been sponsored by the committee to elect Claire McCaskill, Sandra Query, Treasurer.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Former Congressman Mark Foley of Florida has checked himself into a rehabilitation facility. He is undergoing treatment for alcoholism. The FBI is now looking into the email and voicemail messages that the former congressman sent teenage pages on Capitol Hill. The question, were they illegal? Here's ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross.
It's possible Foley could be prosecuted under laws he helped to enact, as the co-chairman of the House Caucus on Missing and Exploited Children. Two sets of sexually explicit messages obtained by ABC News were sent to pages beginning in 2002. 5 years ago, Republican staff members warned pages to be wary of Congressman Foley.
Foley is the fourth congressman to resign this year, and again, breaking news, he is now checking into a facility for treatment of alcohol addiction, former Congressman Mark Foley of Florida. The White House isn't waiting to respond to Bob Woodward's new book, which is critical of the way the president has handled the situation in Iraq. ABC's Ann Compton.
President Bush did not cooperate or interview for this Woodward book, and Press Secretary Tony Snow tells ABC News the sources for this were not key players.
Bob may have lots of good sources, and I'm sure he's quoting them accurately. The problem is, they're like people sitting on the outside of the room speculating about what's going on in the inside.
Snow insists President Bush has been aggressively curious, seeking lots of advice on Iraq. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
First Monday in October, back to work for the U.S. Supreme Court justices.
The business community has asked the Supreme Court to strike down that enormous award, saying that it was completely out of proportion to the other compensatory damages that were awarded to the widow. So now the Supreme Court will decide if it can give a formula to the business community and, more importantly, to juries as to how they should calculate this important issue of punitive damages.
ABC's Manuel Medrano, ABC News.
If you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury and need service, there's never been a better time for great deals than right now. It's the Right Now factory-authorized service event at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. You'll find special offers by the truckload on tires, brakes, batteries, and more, all installed by Ford factory-trained experts. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, the Right Now factory-authorized service event ends soon.
It's the Office Depot 20th anniversary event. Come in and celebrate with unbelievable deals, like 50% off any HP Mono Laser all-in-one printer after mail-in savings. The Office Depot 20th anniversary event. Come in, celebrate, and save. While supplies last, no substitution or rain checks. Assortment may vary by location. Excludes clearance and bundle printers.
Maybe they'll use it as a museum. The guys who started Google have gone back to their modest beginnings. Here's ABC Steve Taylor.
8 years ago, two young men named Larry Page and Sergey Brin rented a garage in Menlo Park, California. They had an idea for a new kind of internet search engine and the financing to start it. They needed a little space to work. The landlady, Susan Wojcicki, was glad to get the rent. She let her tenants use her hot tub and raid the refrigerator. Today, Google is worth about $125 billion and has a campus of buildings nearby. Susan Wojcicki is a vice president, and the company has bought the garage and Wojcicki's house. to preserve it as part of the Google legacy, according to a spokesman. Steve Taylor, ABC News.
An American who won the Nobel Prize for Medicine says it's a big surprise. Craig Mellor says he thought it would come later because it's only been about 8 years since he and co-winner Andrew Fire discovered a powerful way to turn off some of the effects of specific genes. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom. This WGNU News report is brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news this morning, Granite City Police continue to look for a suspect who robbed an insurance agency at gunpoint. The alleged robber entered Ray Morgan Insurance on Maryville Road Thursday and threatened employees with a gun. He got away with an undisclosed amount of money. Granite City Police are also looking for two men suspected of shooting a gas station clerk in the same area Thursday. A sales clerk at the corner liquor store on Nemecki Road was shot in the leg after being hit in the head with a beer bottle. His injuries are not considered life-threatening. In Illinois, a Springfield, Illinois man will spend a long time in prison for beating a 98-year-old woman last year. 20-year-old Bruce Lloyd II was sentenced to 50 years behind bars. Truth in sentencing laws in Illinois mean he will serve at least 42 years of that sentence. Lloyd pleaded guilty to attempted murder and home invasion for the attack on Margaret Geldrich in her home. The 97-pound Geldrich was nearly blind and deaf when she was attacked. Another youth pleaded guilty for his part in the crime. The third teen was convicted of juvenile charges. And finally this hour, the oldest Presbyterian church west of the Mississippi River is recovering from a weekend attack. Police say vandals broke into the St. Charles Presbyterian Church about 5:40 Saturday morning. Vandals set several fires and discharged a fire extinguisher. Fire officials say plastic plants set ablaze burned hot enough to melt the floor and break the glass behind them, but somehow burned themselves out before the fire could spread to nearby papers. Church volunteers spent the day Saturday cleaning up. Church services went on as scheduled Sunday. And that's WGNU News, brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. Play the Illinois Lottery's Mega Millions game. Pick up a ticket. Illinois Lottery. Play today. Have a ball. Have fun. Play responsibly. I'm Peyton Colston reporting WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Fazoli's Restaurants. Westbound 70 at New Florissant, or North Florissant, an overturned vehicle has the right shoulder blocked and traffic is slowing all the way back through Riverview. Westbound 70 at 94, look for an accident. No word on any lane blockages as yet. Eastbound 44 from Bowles through Merrimack River Bridge, look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Northbound 270 at Sappington all the way through 44, expect stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 is slow from Bryan Road through T.R. Hughes and then again from Spencer Overpass through Cave Springs. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry to West Florissant, slight delays. Westbound 40 at Hampton and Hanley, look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Hanley, look for slow traffic. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge as well as the King Bridge, you can expect delays at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Fazoli's Restaurant. Two favorites are back at Fazoli's. Try Pizzarino's combos with pizza and spaghetti marinara or Fazoli's Pizza Baked Spaghetti for a limited time starting at just $3.99. Don't forget the breadsticks that are made fresh every 5 minutes. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Mostly sunny and warm today with a high around 90. This evening mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tuesday mostly sunny and unseasonably warm. New record highs in the mid-90s are expected. And Wednesday partly sunny, chance of showers with a high in the mid-80s. Currently we have 68 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. Take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel me, brothers.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, and we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to toll-free long distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Can you believe this? Can you believe this, this bunk, this projectile vomiting bunk? Now Foley's going to go into treatment. He's going to go into treatment. Treatment? What kind of treatment are you going into? And I'm a big proponent of treatment. I believe that folks should get treatment for stuff. But this is one of those Mel Gibson, I get to call y'all out your name and then get me into treatment type of a thing. Treatment for what? Tell us. Tell us what the treatment is for. And then come clean with us of all the stuff that you have done. You ain't trying to come clean. You are trying to, again, spin this. Foley is a pedophile. Plain and simple. A despicable pedophile that the Republican Party in their culture of corruption had no problem with. They knew about these despicable comments. They knew about these despicable acts. They knew about these despicable statements. They knew about these despicable things that Foley did a year ago. Dennis Hassert didn't say anything. And he knew. They told him. They said that they told Dennis Hassert that Congressman Foley was sending emails to a child asking the child to send him his picture. If that doesn't say creepy with a capital K and C, that's creepy. Creepy. It's just, Howard's reading this stuff. It's nasty. It's nasty. It is, this stuff is nasty. And the emails are just the tip of this nasty, dirty, pedophilic iceberg. And I can't, the frustrating piece to me is that I can't tell you the stuff that he said in these instant messages. Instant messages. My name is Liz Brown. Oh, Jesus. Some of this stuff is just unbelievable. It is unbelievable. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Woman's Place in Maplewood is hosting the program Friends, Families, and Colleagues of Abused Women. Learn more about domestic violence and how to respond when you want to help someone in need. For more details, call 314-645-4848. Something for Women from Radio Free St. Louis.
Not since the Civil Rights Act in the 1960s can I think of any bigger initiative that will empower African Americans to have control over their life than the stem cell initiative.
Dr. Michael DeBon, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Washington University School of Medicine, explains why medical experts, faith leaders, and community leaders urge a yes vote on Amendment 2, the Missouri Stem Cell Research and Cures Initiative on the November state ballot.
Diabetes, sickle cell disease, hypertension, these are the type of diseases that occur in our families, in our community. Stem cell research could lead to cures for those diseases and many others. Please, please join me in voting yes on the Stem Cell Initiative to ensure that all Missourians will have equal access to future stem cell cures. Thank you.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Oz,
the
Treasurer.
Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding, Rudy.
I hate to correct you, but in between the commercials, I was listening to one of those conservative shows, and they said this information about this pedophile guy down in Florida came out in 2001, Liz. So I don't want them to say that you're giving out the wrong information, so, you know, you're going to have to correct that it came out as early as 2001.
And
okay?
Which part were they talking about that came out in 2001? Was it the email, or was it the text messaging, or what information came out?
They were warning the pages that about, what's his name, Conley? They were warning the pages about his him approaching these young people as early as 2001 is the way they stated it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. And in terms of the what we're going to find, I believe we're going to find more and more information continues to come out about who knew what when. There are some that are saying that it came out last year. There are some that are saying that it came out even earlier than that. Two sets of inappropriate communications are in concern right now. Hassard said that in the fall of 2005, that would have been last year, that his office looked into, or his office looked into emails that Foley sent to a 16-year-old boy where Foley asked for a photo of this little boy. There were sexually explicit instant messages dating back to 2003 that came to light, and those are the ones that I'm looking at right now. So what I know from what I have read that it's it goes about as far back as 2003, and the caller just called and said that some folks are saying it goes back as far as 2001. We shall see. We shall see. You're on the wake-up call.
Hey, Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Craig.
I wanted to call in about the caller that called earlier, and he says they brought up Cynthia McKinney.
Well, he didn't remember Cynthia's name, just that black woman that got into it with the cop.
Oh, is that what he said? Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyway, to compare that to child abuse, child molestation, well, it's crazy. It's warped, Liz. It's not even on the same level.
It is. It is. First of all, okay, anything that Bill Clinton did was not illegal. Okay, mm-hmm. To cheat on your wife is immoral. It is as immoral as possible, but it is not illegal, and it is not a crime against nature for an adult to assault a baby like that. That's a crime against nature.
Right.
And it's obscenity that how can any of these people compare themselves to that?
Yeah, Liz, it's like and what you were saying about, you know, who knew when.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there ought to be a whole lot more resignation than soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Liz.
All right, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
How could Newt Gingrich find any type of way to twist his mouth and say this wasn't? It's not a big deal?
Well, because they need to do that. How will his Republican majority stay the public Republican majority without him saying it's not a big deal?
It's crazy, Liz. You know what? The Democrats ought to put up America's Most Wanted sign, put every Republican Congress face on that billboard.
Mm-hmm.
America's Most Wanted right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Easily.
All right, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Yolanda just came and got her care package. Congratulations. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. We have much, much stuff to talk about. It is telling. It's outrageous. It is wrong. It is indefensible. And it speaks volumes of the party that Jim Talent is a member of. Y'all need to understand who these people care about. Did Jim Talent send these types of emails to children? No, he did not. But did Jim Talent vote to Jim Talent create a piece of legislation and vote for a piece of legislation and articulate a piece of legislation that would have said that unwed mothers who have children should not get food stamps, should not get medicine or Medicaid help, should not get any help from our big, wonderful, beautiful country? That's what Jim Talent says. So you got to ask your question. Yeah, you can be upset about what Foley said, I suppose. I haven't heard him say it. I'm just assuming that he did. And you know, I'm assuming that he's going to be concerned about that. But this man has said no to minimum wage. This man has said no to food stamps. This man has said to women who have children and need some help, a little bit of food stamps, some medical care for their children, he says no to all y'all. But to the wealthy now, he says the wealthy have suffered enough. Jim Talent believes the wealthy have suffered enough. He's got it backwards. He's got it backwards. 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. People are saying it out here on the street, and I'm kind of concerned about this too. In this year of revelation, the year of revelation that we're living in. I don't mean the book of Revelation. I just mean that the Republican Party is being revealed for who they are. When people get revealed and stuff gets out there that people have been spending lifetimes and millions of dollars to keep from you, sometimes people engage in desperate acts. Word on the street, mumblings out there, theories out there that Karl Rove has an October surprise planned for us. Lord help us. Is it going to be an attack on Iran? Because they sure want to get Mark Foley off of the front pages of the paper and out of the ears and the minds and the mouths of people talking about politics. And the question we need to be asking is there anything that these Republicans won't try to cover up? Duke Cunningham took millions of dollars in bribes while sitting on his boat, the Dukester, the yacht that the bribes got him. Duke Cunningham had a bribe menu on congressional letterhead. How many did Jim Talon ask for an investigation of Duke Cunningham? Mm-mm. Bob Ney took gifts and favors from Jack Abramoff. How many congressional investigations? Huh? Zero? Not one, huh? Dennett Hassett has this shady land deal. Bill Frist has insider trading. Tom DeLay has money laundering. Huh. They never investigate their own. What does it take? Oh, and by the way, I want to put these little Republican minds at ease out here. There was a congressional investigation called for Cynthia McKinney and the cop. Don't you feel better and safer? It makes sense to me to ask to have a congressional investigation as to why Cynthia McKinney went after a man that put his hands on her. Let's investigate that. But not a man who tried to put his hands on a 16-year-old, not a 52-year-old man who tried to put his hands on a 16-year-old little boy. We're not going to investigate that. You need to shut up. Sexual predator Republican Mark Foley. And he wasn't interested in little girls. He was not interested. He was interested in preying on little boys. Check this out. Where does this rate on the creep factor? Does this, like, on the scale of 1 to 10 creep factor? Where does this rate? Because there's a front page story in the New York Times today about pages that used to work for or had dealings with Mark Foley. Mark Foley took pains to befriend 16 and 17-year-old aides. Several former pages and said in an interview that he chatted with them on the House floor. He sent them handwritten notes. He urged them to keep in touch when they left Washington for their hometowns. Waiting for them to get legal? Is that what that was? He would talk to people, said this one female page, Miss Gallo. She said she knew several pages who were friendly with Mr. Foley. He would say, here's my email address if you want to keep in touch. I don't think anything thought anything of it. They saw him as a mentor or a reference. Patrick McDonald, 21 years old, a senior at Ohio State University, said he took Mr. Foley up on his invitation and sent him an email message asking about internship opportunities 2 years after he completed his work as a page. He said that he kept up a casual email conversation chatting about the 2004 presidential elections with Foley for several months and that it never became inappropriate. Well, maybe it was because you were too old. You were 21 at the time. And that's something. How's that on the creep factor? Knowing that he is, as this man asked a little boy, a 16-year-old, to send him his picture. And the 16-year-old had the sense and the wherewithal and the understanding of how the world is supposed to operate to say, oh, my God, this is sick, 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 sick. And he said sick, like 16 times. He knew it was sick then. Foley sent text messages to children basically asking them to take off their clothes. basically asking them to take off their clothes and to refer to their body parts. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Morning, St. Louis, 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Advil. Eastbound 40 on Ballas and Hanley. Look for slow traffic due to an accident on the shoulder near Spady. Westbound 70 at New Florissant. There's an accident that's been cleared. Traffic slows near Riverview. Westbound 70 is, there are two separate accidents on either side of 94 and traffic's jammed through 5th Street. Eastbound 270 at Lindbergh, look for an accident. Right lane's blocked. Northbound 270 at 40 and Ladue, look for an accident on the right shoulder. And northbound 270 is slow between Gravois and 44. Then on either side of Doherty Ferry. And eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, you've got stop-and-go traffic. All your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, expect delays this hour. That's just due to the morning rush. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Advil. Aches and pains keeping you up? Big news, new Advil PM is here. The multi-pain pain reliever power of Advil plus a gentle sleep aid. New Advil PM, stop hurting and start sleeping. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, Wednesday. Mostly sunny, unseasonably warm today. High around 90 this evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tuesday, mostly sunny, and record highs in the mid-90s are expected. And Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 70 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 70 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes, but really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I'm calling
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And you know what, I have to apologize. I guess I'm a little off today. I have some personal issues that I'm dealing with, so I apologize for this. I have spent most of my time this morning talking about Congressman Mark Foley, sexual predator Mark Foley, pedophile Mark Foley, and that's not fair. Because there are other Republican pedophiles that I could be spending time to talk about, and I apologize for being distracted and so singularly minded. I apologize for that. Let's talk about Randy Acme. He was a rising GOP star in Colorado. He's being held on a $1 million bond, 35 years old. He was arrested Wednesday facing 5 counts of sexual assault of a child, 3 counts of sexual enticement of a child, 1 count of sexual exploitation of the child, the felonies. If he is convicted, could send him to prison for life. These charges come 15 months, less than 15 months after the former attorney, head of Governor Bill Owens' economic development program in Colorado Springs, and a graduate of the Republican leadership program, was released from prison after serving 2 years for attempted sexual assault on a child. This is a graduate of the Republican leadership program. Let's go back to 2001 when Acme was serving as the co-chairman of the governor of Colorado, Republican governor. He was the co-chair of his re-election campaign, and he was being groomed for a seat in the legislature. He had all kinds of connections. Acme, and I'm not talking about Mark Foley right now, I'm talking about another Republican, Randy Acme. He was so super Republican that he named his dogs Reagan and Nixon. He was one of the 40 graduates from the prestigious Republican leadership program. And again, I am not. I want to be clear that when Acme graduated from the Republican leadership program, one of 40 people in the entire nation, his classmates included Representative Cadman, Mark Hillman, who was running for state treasurer, Sean Tonner, who was a deputy chief of staff to a Republican governor. And when Acme was arrested in 2001, he resigned his $63,000 a year job. Acme was accused of picking up a 13-year-old girl after he met her on the Internet. And his name on the Internet was Colorado Fella. This 13-year-old girl said that this Republican graduate of the Republican leadership program took her home to his home and took her to his house in Colorado Springs, got her drunk, got her stoned on marijuana, convinced her to take off some of her clothes, and he took pictures of her. When she woke up, she found Acme attempting to do other things to her. After he had his way with her, he apologized to her and told her that if she told anybody about the episode, he would ruin her life. He dropped her off near a Wendy's fast food restaurant. This is a Republican, a graduate of the Republican leadership program. He was a Republican that was the co-chair of a Republican governor's campaign. This is sick stuff. This is sick, twisted stuff. 1-877-920-WGNU. Keisha.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
And these are these Christian elite, I mean, well, I'm a Christian myself, but these religious leaders tell us to vote for these people because they say this is what Jesus would do. You know, because I've heard a lot of people saying that what will Jesus do in time of election, you know, in the time of an election, but I don't think that Jesus will be going for all of this sick and corruption, these sick things that these Republicans are doing.
This stuff is just, and again, if you want to look at this and compare this to a Monica Lewinsky type of a thing, you cannot compare this to that.
No, you cannot.
You cannot.
That was two consensual adults.
Okay, two consenting adults. Now, both of them were doing wrong. There's no question about that. But that wrong is really between them and their God, okay? I find out about it. I'm going to say that it's wrong because it is a wrong thing. But here we have a predator set loose amongst our children. We all must get involved in this kind of issue. We have to get involved because this is a predator let loose amongst our children and a partisan, because this is what totally Republicans that said we're going to give him a pass on this. It doesn't mean what you think it means. That's huge. That's huge.
That is huge. I mean, and I don't see how people can even be out there canvassing for these people, you know, and they could have put a stop to this when they first found out about it, you know.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, put it out there so people can know.
But
instead, they hid it.
They hid it, Keisha, and you know what else they're doing? They're not asking for the ethics committee to examine or to find out anything about the leadership that knew about this and the punishment that should go to the leadership for knowing about this and doing nothing about it.
Because actually they should be punished because they knew.
Absolutely. They should lose their jobs. They should have to step. Here's the thing, Keisha, you tell me what you think. Any congressman who knew about this pedophile congressman and did nothing, they should have to step down from Congress because they are not fit to serve.
That's right.
I'm not talking about stepping down from your leadership position.
They need to step down and be out of Congress.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they're supposed to be model citizens. These are not model citizens we're talking about. These are crazy people. They're crazy.
And Keisha, but and also they are that, but they're this too. What they are also, they're saying to us, the ones that knew about it and did nothing, they're saying that it is okay. We are people that make laws. We are people that critique laws. And we're saying it is okay for the children that come up to Congress and work for us. It's okay for them to be preyed upon as long as they're being preyed upon by a Republican. They got to go.
They got to go. And that's exactly what I'm going to tell Sean Hannity that comes on at 3 p.m. On Fox 97.1. You know, because he raves about this Republican Party. I'm definitely going to tell him exactly what you just said on the radio this afternoon.
And tell him I said it.
Thank you
All
so
right.
much, Liz.
All right. You're going to mention his name on his show, on my show. You better mention my name on his.
I will.
All
definitely.
Right. All right now.
Definitely.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me.
Moscow. Join me for A Gardener's Notebook every Monday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. As a master gardener, I'll answer your questions about what grows and what doesn't, how to control annoying garden pests, and help you create colorful flower gardens and the freshest fruits and vegetables you've ever tasted. Join me, Judy Moskov, for A Gardener's Notebook, Mondays at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the gardening issues that matter most to you.
Not since the Civil Rights Act in the 1960s can I think of any bigger initiative that will empower African Americans to have control over their life than the Stem Cell Initiative.
Dr. Michael DeBon, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Washington University School of Medicine, explains why medical experts, faith leaders, and community leaders urge a yes vote on Amendment 2, the Missouri Stem Cell Research and Cures Initiative on the November state ballot.
Diabetes, sickle cell disease, hypertension. These are the type of diseases that occur in our families, in our community. Stem cell research could lead to cures for those diseases and many others. Please, please join me in voting yes on the Stem Cell Initiative to ensure that all Missourians will have equal access to future stem cell cures. Thank you.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures, Sandra Oss, Treasurer.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get to me. We have stuff to talk about. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Liz.
How are you?
Okay, Liz, you know what? I could go and get Dontrell Willis and put him in front of the mic. You know who he is?
Dontrell Willis.
That name sounds familiar. He's the baby on the Good Morning, Miss Liz.
Oh, yes, my baby.
Put him in front of the mic, and he will tell you, the only reason why these guys are doing this is because the boss is corrupt. Now, the guy that sits in, let me see what color that house is. Yeah, the White House. They know from him on down, they're corrupt. So I'll take a chance on Liz, my point to you is, how many more do you think is doing this that just haven't got caught? Now, come on, Liz. They're doing this because they know it's not going to be a penalty. If they had a hard-nosed JFK president, somebody that's going to, you know, I don't want this in my cabinet, they will be as nice as church mice. But with the kind of administration it is, they can afford to do this.
They can.
And they got a thing. They got a thing on CBS, on CBS where it's predators. And Liz, it comes on. I've seen about five different shows. And what it is, they got it set up where the guys are meeting people online, and there's some of them are priests, some of them are policemen, some of them are school teachers, and some of them are
rabbis.
Right. Okay. They're getting there, and they're getting caught. Some of the guys even say, you know what, when they sit them down, said, I've seen this too. Some of the guys knew. This is sick. You know already that they're taping you online, and you still win. So, Liz, come on now.
Well, here is the other piece of it for me, Bob, and it's kind of like what you're saying, and that is the reason why, one of the reasons why this went on for as long as it did is because they knew that the culture was there to accept this kind of position. And the culture, if the culture is not pedophile friendly, if they would take exception to being defined as pedophile friendly, then I would make the argument that it's a culture that says we want to be Republican majority at all cost, and nothing matters in our attempt to be Republican, to keep our Republican majority. We don't care who it hurts. We don't care how much people suffer. We don't care how much it costs. It is the imperative here, the most important thing is not whether or not children are being sexually preyed upon, not whether or not money is being stolen, not whether or not good laws are being passed. The issue here is maintaining our Republican majority, and we will go to any length to keep that.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you what, I bet you a McDonald's salad, if this guy gets out of it, or you have a littlest penalty is nothing, I bet you a salad.
All right, man. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. Jay.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Outstanding.
I remember telling you one time that I was telling you, I said, all of Congress need to be fired, and you laughed at me. But now you see what I'm talking about.
I don't think that every, but I am not one of those every types of things. I don't believe
that. I know what you're saying.
Not everybody needs to be fired.
All of them need to be fired, even the people who cook, even sweep, the ones who even cut the grass. All of them should go. Every last one of them. I will clean house completely. I say, everybody, get out. Everybody. And start it all over again. Because I'm going to tell you something. This ain't over. And you know, just like that man was just got you said about the pedophile and stuff, they got this little TV show going on. You find mostly white folks that are doing this. And I'm going to tell you, this goes all the way back to slavery, how they sold our people, how they did us, how they traded our people off and made us have sex with our family. That's why most of African Americans' bloodline is messed up with these, what you call these hereditary diseases that you pass down.
Okay, and what I'm hearing from you, Jay, that there's a whole lot of over. I mean, you're including everybody everything.
You know, I'm going to tell you something that's kind of curious. You notice when an older man gets at a certain age, he wants a younger woman? You heard that before, haven't you?
Okay.
But it seems like you find a lot of older white men who want kids. Maybe I'm saying it wrong, or maybe I'm not.
I think that what has happened. I think that the internet and television has opened up the world to a lot of nasty things that have been going on in time. Only it's easier for things like this to take place right now. Hold on for a second. Let me finish my point.
I want to finish with my point.
In terms of a racial component of it, I am not willing to say that this is something that pertains to or is a result of the color of something. Now, in terms of perhaps a group of people having access to the internet and access to this type of technology, we know that there is a racial divide with respect to the access to the internet. And maybe what you're seeing reflected has more to do with the access of that as opposed to the color. But I'm not willing to say that there is something genetically in anybody that says that they are predestined to commit crimes, because that's not true.
It's the devil's tool.
Huh?
It's the devil's tool.
What
computer?
Is?
Definitely.
It is not the devil's tool.
To me, it's the devil's tool.
Well, so is driving a car. If it's in the hands of the wrong person,
the way it's looking to me.
Jay, you're
like
overstating.
So much crime. I know what you're saying.
Jay, you're overstating.
It's just my speculation of different things. Maybe I'm not saying it right.
No, you're just overstating. I understand your concern, but we have to. I think we have to do a little bit more focus on rather than overstating it to be clear about it. That the computer because
sometimes I get so excited about things, upset about things because there's just so much that's going on and it's in the front of the people's eyes and it makes me think. Why are these people letting this go on like this and not doing anything about it? All these leaders in this country just doing all these horrific crimes. I mean, it's getting out of hand now.
I think one of the things that needs to happen is that do you live in the state of Missouri?
Yes.
Okay. One of the things that you should do is I think that you should call Jim Talent's office and ask Jim Talent to demand that any Republican in leadership in the Republican Party that knew about this, that they step down from their jobs.
One thing I want to say too is I'm also a vet. I was in the Air Force, and I'm gonna tell you, the governor, he said that he would not lower the flag for a soldier who put their life on the line for this country and died. I think that is so disrespectful.
And to get back involved in this, to make a difference in this, you need to pick up the phone and call Jim Talent and ask him two things. Ask him what he's going to vote on the minimum wage. And secondly, that he demand that the Republicans that are involved, anybody that knew about this, step down from their jobs.
That's right.
All right, now, thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to talk about, much business to deal with, much business to address, much things to do. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. My goodness. in breaking this down and in dissecting this, we need to understand. We need to understand it. And I think that there is, there are lessons to be learned about everything out here. There are lessons to be learned about everything that is out here. Everything that is out here. There's a lesson for Bill Clinton in what's going on out here. We know that Bill Clinton had that exchange with the Republican conservative Matthews last weekend, and we saw him take him to task. But you know what the lesson is there? You need to understand. Bill Clinton needs to understand that he is not a member of the club. Bill Clinton had stood next to George W. Bush's father in pushing the Katrina effort. Oh, and by the way, when Bill Clinton's father went to throw the ball out or whatever in New Orleans, he was roundly booed. But Bill Clinton also had Laura Bush as one of his co-chairs for his initiative, his multi-million dollar initiative thing. He has reached across the aisle, done the partisanship thing. Did it stop them from going after him? No, it did not. There are lessons to be learned and lessons to be paid attention to. You have to keep fighting this. They are not going to give up power easily. They are not going to give up power willingly. They are not going to give up power without a long, bloody fight in which they cheat. So how are you going to fight this fight? How are you? People, leaders in the GOP knew as in late 05, of this email to this baby, this sick, twisted email from Congressman Foley to this baby. They knew. They knew in 2005. And they did nothing. They said it was overly friendly. Now, as a parent out there, a 52, somebody comes to you and says that 52-year-old man is a little overly friendly with the kids. What goes on in your mind when you hear that? Aside from the fact that he should lose his job and not have any access to your baby? The Republicans reduced this into this crazy phrase of overly friendly. What does that mean? A 52-year-old man asked a 16-year-old to send him his picture. That's creepy stuff. And every parent out there knows it's creepy. And everybody that's not a parent out there knows that that's inappropriate behavior for a grown man to be dealing with a child. And they did nothing. They did nothing. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to talk about, much business to tend to, much stuff. Much stuff. They knew and they did nothing. I see you on the lines. You want to hold on, Bob? Hello, Bob.
Hello, Liz.
You want to hold on?
Yes, I'll hold on.
All right. George, you want to hold on?
Well, I just wanted you to comment on that Woodward book.
Okay.
I mean, you know, here's the guy that brought down Nixon, and now the White House is attacking him.
Yep. Yep.
Incredible, huh?
And they liked his last book, too.
Well, now all the criminal activity is unraveling in the Bush administration. It's coming out in the open.
It's revelation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's coming out every day.
Every
day there's something new about this criminal activity going on up there.
Absolutely, George.
Well, you take it easy.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Take care, George.
All right, bye.
I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress.
You pull it all the way out. That's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy of man.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City Schools.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. He resigned just a few days ago. Now a former congressman at the heart of a Capitol Hill scandal is seeking treatment. More from ABC's Barbara Britt in Washington.
The now former Florida Republican congressman has checked himself into alcohol rehab. Mark Foley announcing through his attorney he's accepted the need for immediate treatment for alcoholism and other behavioral problems. House Republican leaders are under fire to explain what they knew about Foley's sexually explicit emails to young teenage boys working as House pages.
Foley's abrupt departure gives the Democrats a new rallying cry about a month to the midterm election.
Republicans are trying to get out ahead of this, show that they have nothing to hide, showing that they are going to investigate it. Democrats have a single line, a single mantra. They're saying this chain of facts shows the Republicans were more interested in protecting one of their own, a member of Congress, than protecting the kids in their care, the pages. They're going to drive that for the next 5 weeks.
ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent George Stephanopoulos. The White House has come out swinging against a new book by Washington Post reporter Bob Woodward.
Despite accusations he mismanaged the Iraq War, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he enjoys the confidence of the president and will not step down. On CBS's 60 Minutes, Bob Woodward talked about a charge in his new book that Rumsfeld and the administration are misleading the country about the war.
There are 800-900 attacks a week. That's more than 100 a day. 4 attacks an hour.
Presidential spokesman Dan Bartlett said Rumsfeld remains the right person to lead the war, what he called an enormously difficult job. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
The Supreme Court begins a new term today, as it does every first Monday in October. This time there's a heavy emphasis on business cases. Almost half of the 38 cases on the docket so far are business related. One involves a woman who worked at a tire company who was paid less than the men in her department. ABC News Money Scope, the Dow down 5 points, NASDAQ down 8. This is ABC News.
If you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury and need service, there's never been a better time for great deals than right now. It's the Right Now factory authorized service event at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. You'll find special offers by the truckload on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. All installed by Ford factory trained experts. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, the Right Now factory authorized service event ends soon.
Taking care of business at Office Depot.
It's the Office Depot 20th anniversary event. Come in and celebrate with unbelievable deals, like 50% off any HP Mono Laser all-in-one printer after mail-in savings. The Office Depot 20th anniversary event. Come in, celebrate, and save.
While supplies last, no substitution or rain checks. Assortment may vary by location. Excludes clearance and bundle printers.
Anyone need a trailer? The government has a few to spare. Actually, it has about 10,000. Here's ABC's Bob Schmidt.
They became a symbol of the failed response to Hurricanes Katrina and Rita last year. Nearly 10,000 trailers that were intended to become emergency housing for hurricane victims in the Gulf states. The trailers never made it out of their storage area in Hope, Arkansas, because of regulations against placing them in floodplains. Now, under a bill Congress approved last week, FEMA will be allowed to sell or donate the orphaned trailers to communities, nonprofit groups, or Indian tribes. Bob Schmidt, ABC News.
If you're limiting your kids' TV and video games on a school night, parents, you're doing the right thing. A study in the journal Pediatrics finds middle school students who watch a lot of TV and play unlimited video games during the week tend to do worse in school than kids who have parents who set those limits. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Here's a report of WGNU News brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. I'm Peyton Colston.
In the news this morning, both sides in a federal lawsuit challenging Missouri's new voter ID law are waiting for the state's high court to rule on the matter. Attorneys for both sides agreed to put the case on hold while the Missouri Supreme Court hears arguments on a Cole County judge's ruling that struck down the law earlier this month. That ruling regarded a lawsuit filed in state court. The disputed law would require all voters to present a government-issued voter ID at the polls starting next month. Elsewhere this morning, the Missouri Department of Transportation is getting ready to begin work on the westbound lanes of Interstate 44 over River De Pere. Chris Sutton, a spokesperson for MoDOT, says crews will begin switching eastbound traffic to the new eastbound bridge lanes tonight and will switch westbound lanes to the new eastbound lanes tomorrow night. That will allow crews to begin repair work on the westbound lanes. Sutton warns motorists there will be some lane closures and delays while the traffic lanes are switched. Finally, at this hour, employers from around the St. Louis area have another way to find part-time workers now. Clayton High School's Youth Employment Service will open its doors on October 4th. Area companies and residents will be able to find students for various jobs. Last year, students were placed in jobs that varied from babysitting to office work. For more information, the phone number is 314-854-6619. And that's an update of WGNU News for this hour. It's been brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. Play the Illinois Lottery's Mega Millions game. Pick up a ticket today. Play today. Illinois Lottery. Have a ball. Have fun. Play responsibly. I'm Peyton Colston with this hour's report of WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Advil. Westbound 70 and 94, this accident's been cleared and traffic starting thin out there. Eastbound 70 and 79, look for an accident. Left lane's blocked. Westbound 40 at 270 and Mason, look for an accident on the right shoulder. Southbound 170 at Frost and Scudder, there's road construction. Left lane's closed. Eastbound 70 between Cave Springs and 94, traffic's easing after the accident. Westbound lanes have been cleared. Northbound 170 at Delmar and Olive, look for slow traffic due to construction. As a matter of fact, there are a number of areas where we have some construction zones. So just use caution to slow down through those work zones. And all your approaches in the Poplar Street Bridge, you may see some delays at the final rush this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Advil. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Wherever you hurt, Advil works. The every pain reliever. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Mostly sunny, unseasonably warm today, high around 90. This evening, mostly clear with low in the upper 60s. For Tuesday, partly sunny and warm with a record high expected in the mid-90s by the afternoon. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers, high in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 69 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 70. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I say? Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Revolution in the air, tell me, brother, how
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Bob.
Yes, Liz.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm okay, but I just wonder, where is Ken Starr when we need him?
Oh, Ken Starr. Who is that?
Yeah,
that name sounds familiar. Who is that?
Ken Starr. We want him to go find the dresses that all them little girls was wearing in the pages. And it is something more to this. When they start talking about the emails and this email, it is more than emails that's been going on. They brought a little boy on the television who is a page, and he was so sweet, it was just pitiful. He's walking sideways, waving his arms and saying, oh, we just have a wonderful time as pages. It's whoever brought him to Washington needs to be investigated.
Wait a minute. I don't understand what you're saying, Bob.
I'm saying that there's more going on than them passing emails between these pages.
But
11 months ago, they informed Hastert as to what was really happening. And it wasn't about emails. It was about sexual contact. And these mothers of these children were advised. Every mother was told that something was going on that had some involvement with their children. And that is where they need to start their investigation. They need to talk to every one of those children, every one of those babies, and find out from them what they know. Because these congressmen are not going to tell us.
Right.
People in that house are not going to tell us.
But this is not about sexual orientation. This is about predator behavior on children.
It is predator behavior. And I'm saying that the predators caught some of the prey.
Right.
That is, and I think the investigation, that the Republicans are trying to make it sound like it was just through email. Nobody was going to say that email was too bad if you didn't touch the child.
Wait a minute, Bob. You haven't had a chance to read these text messages, have you?
Yes, I read them.
Okay.
They were bad.
They in and of themselves constitute a crime.
Yes, they do.
So, I mean, you did not have to touch any child for crimes to occur. All of this is crime.
The crime is that they did not turn it over to a prosecutor or to the legal department. They tried to hush it up with the Speaker of the House and say, let's don't do anything because it's too close to the election and we got enough seats in jeopardy now, we can't lose that one. And that is what needs to be done. And I think a special investigator should be called in. They cannot lease this themselves. It is too hot for them.
And I believe that there should be calls from the Democrats that any Republican person who in leadership position who knew about this needs to step down from Congress.
Needs to step down today.
Step down from Congress today. Today.
And I thank you for letting me sound off again.
All right now. 1-877-920-WGNU Sand.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. I'm outstanding.
I was reading my absentee ballot that I recently received, and there's an amendment number 7 on there, and I think that applies to Mr. Foley right now. And what it's stating is that any legislator, state official, elected state official, judges, so forth and so on, upon conviction of a felony or removal from office following impeachment or misconduct, it's going to require that they not be compensated by receiving their normal pension.
Right, they lose their pension.
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
I think that's not even a start, but it is something that I agree with.
Yeah.
There is so much more that needs to be done, but that is something.
Yeah, because when you have money mongers, when you hit them in the pocket, that's what does it.
Okay.
And another thing, Liz, I was looking at this, and I see that we have, retainments for all of our judges.
Right.
And I was trying to find out, is there anyone in particular we need to look at and see about getting out of there.
And or do you live in the city or the county?
City.
Okay, I will go through the city judges when I get it in front of me, okay?
Okay.
When are you going to mail your absentee in?
I'm going to hold off. I know two people that I'm going to vote for.
Okay.
Everybody else is like, no
way. And then the best is not to vote at all. You know, in that case, but let me take a look at the list, okay?
Because
I remember looking and I didn't see anybody that was problematic.
Okay. Great.
Okay?
All right.
All right.
Have
thank you.
Day.
You too.
Bye bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Stay with me.
Lethea Owens with a motivational moment. If you always do what you've always done, then you will always get what you've always got. If you want something that you've never had, then you must do something that you've never done. If you always think the way you've always thought, then you will always get what you've always got. So please join me on Mondays from 1 to 2 for Motivational Mondays, where your dreams become reality on AM 920 WGNU.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Every heart, there is a drum that beats steady and strong. It does not know defeat. I feel it loud and know the sound of truth.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Brother Minister Chapman. Good morning, Liz.
Yes, good morning, Minister Chapman.
I'm listening to your show. You're having a wonderful show this morning. These sick people out here that's into child molestation and associate themselves with power. History kind of reveals that there was if I'm saying his name correct, Aleister Crowley. He was a Satanist. He was also dubbed in Europe having power and with the European kings and queens during his time. And he associated having sex with young people, particularly little boys, because it was about, this is a secret society thing, it was about channeling their power through having sex with children. And I'm wondering if this current administration, like those who belong to secret society, like Skull and Bones, and those who are trying to keep dark secrets by spending millions of dollars to keep these things in the closet, are they having rituals, and are they getting caught not only in these emails, but is there something darker and deeper going on in our so-called Congress and our so-called Senate and even at the top with the president himself? Thank you.
All right, thank you. And I think that the caller makes an observation about how we look at how we are supposed to look at the world that we find ourselves in. How are we supposed to view this world? We are told time and time and time again that this majority is the moral majority. This majority is the fiscal, the majority of fiscal responsibility. This majority is the majority that will tell you the truth and won't lie to you. This is the majority that is open with the American people and will get business done. Do you know that this majority has closed down Congress now? They've all gone home to campaign for the midterm elections. And there's not one single spending bill that has been passed. We don't have a budget. But we did have a majority that ran out there for a woman in a coma. They were there for that. They gave you a photo op for that. They were on the boat for mission accomplished. They were there, and they have been there for every photo op possible. But the business of the people has been left undone. 1-877-920-WGNU. How do you stand still and support this wicked madness? A 16-year-old boy being pursued, preyed upon, and no defense. I believe that there are distinctions to be made. And that was the problem of this. When you come in on a self-righteous platform, you fall very quickly. If you come in on a self-righteous platform and talking about what Bill Clinton did as the ultimate sin, and it is not. It is a sin indeed, but it is not the ultimate sin. A husband cheating on their wife is a horrible sin. But it's not the worst. It is not the ultimate sin. There are other sins that are just as bad and other sins that are worse and other sins that are not as bad as that. But we had an administration a party that crafted the Bill Clinton sin into the biggest sin of all times. Okay, that's the platform that you're working from. If cheating on your wife with an intern is the biggest sin possible, what is the pursuit of a 16-year-old for sex by a 52-year-old congressman? What is that? What is that? Is that just as bad or is that worse? And if Bill Clinton should have stepped down because of that, what about all the people that knew about it and this child? Because it wasn't just one child. It was child after child after child after child with this guy. He is a predator. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz, I think the major difference when you're looking at Clinton, at JFK, and Ted Kennedy, and like Barney Frank, is on the conservative side, they're at a higher moral average or standard. So when a Democrat or a liberal falls, they don't have to fall far because they're so low anyway. They don't have far to fall. But
you know what's interesting to me? That the first thing out of your mouth was not, "Oh, my God, I pray for that child and his family. I'm so concerned about what happened to that child." The first thing out of your mouth was not, "Oh, my goodness, the person that did that should be punished, and all those who defended him and kept that secret from us should be punished." Instead, what I hear from you is the same problem that we have with the people that are in office right now. You want to reduce this to a partisan issue. It is not. But you haven't said a word about it. And why? Because you're playing politics and you're playing partisanship. The only thing that you want to talk about is a democratic, something that happened between two consenting adults 40 years ago, 50 years ago. You want to talk about something that happened with two consenting adults 10 years ago. You want to happen about that.
But
you haven't yet. And the only reason you're going to say it now is because I'm making you say it.
No, may I?
No, it's too late. It's too late. You've already made your point. You came on and said the most important thing on your mind, and that was going after Democrats. Shame on you. And I'm not going to let you make up for it. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I like to give my comments. I believe that the type of curriculum, the so-called education, that many people, the masses of people, even the ones who are officiating is that the type of education that we have been taught, we have been influenced to live in our subconscious instead of being influenced through our education as far as our conscious mind. And I take that to say that when one thinks subliminally, that it can be gratification, and it comes down to the different sex acts and stuff. Even collectively as far as monetaries or commodities. It's all of it degenerating. And when we continue to put our trust there, not to think, because the way we've been taught, someone else will not think for us. And so we have an urge, okay, to live in the subconscious of my mind. So it just ain't just dealing with those in the White House out there. You're dealing with the whole masses of people.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Carter.
Liz Brown, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I could be wrong, but I think I'm right. If God made anything better than a woman, he kept it to himself. You know, Liz, there's nowhere in the world nobody can convince me that you wake up at 52 and start being a pedophile.
You don't.
You know, and the question needs to be raised, how many victims are out there
that
haven't been brought to the light of day?
That is correct.
You know,
and remember, this is a six-term congressman. So six
he's
times
been
two.
Using his power and his privilege to prey on babies.
Six times two is 12.
Mm.
He's been up there for 12 years.
And they're not concerned with that.
And they didn't care about it. They didn't report it. They knew about this. They knew about this and they did nothing about this. And then you have people wanting to talk about Monica Lewinsky. That's outrageous.
Before I run, Liz, I want to say finally congratulations to the state of Michigan for coming up with that increase on that minimum wage. It's still not a livable wage, but they thought enough to bring it up. And the governor in the state of Michigan said something that made a lot of sense to me. By increasing the minimum wage, you increase the economy.
All right.
You know, and any state that doesn't want to increase the minimum wage, you got to ask yourself, why are they afraid of increasing the economy? Is it going to, you know, take some marbles out of their pocket?
Mm.
You know.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Tyrone.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I just had a quick comment about Congressman Foley.
Okay.
You may have already mentioned this, but didn't a while back, didn't the Bush administration was trying to push what do you call it, where they can check everybody's email
mm-hmm.
and internet access to
mm-hmm.
see if they're trying to, they say that they're trying to protect the children.
Okay.
But what about Foley?
Mm. Mm.
When it comes around to one of their people,
they're not trying to protect the children at all. And that's the disturbing thing that I have, because this has been referred to Alberto Gonzalez. Alberto Gonzalez is the one who says, I want to be able to have access to all of your emails and who you sent them, and your provider should save those emails for me because we're trying to protect our children from pedophiles. You got to first apparently protect our children from pedophiles right up in Washington, D.C. and the Republican Party.
Right, right.
And if they're not willing to go after him, what's he going to do? He's going to sit on this until after the election. He's going to sit on this till after the election. And that's the partisanship of this. That is the partisanship of this. The American people there is no more important time for the American people to know about what happened than before these elections.
Right. So all of this stuff that they give us about, they need to do legal wiretapping and so forth. It's just all a load of bull.
Absolutely.
So we shouldn't give in to it.
All right now.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. Stay with me.
Civil Rights Act in the 1960s, can I think of any bigger initiative that will empower African Americans to have control over their life than the stem cell initiative?
Dr. Michael DeBon, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Washington University School of Medicine, explains why medical experts, faith leaders, and community leaders urge a yes vote on Amendment 2, the Missouri Stem Cell Research and Cures Initiative on the November state ballot.
Diabetes, sickle cell disease, hypertension. These are the type of diseases that occur in our families, in our community. Stem cell research could lead to cures for those diseases and many others. Please, please join me in voting yes on the Stem Cell Initiative to ensure that all Missourians will have equal access to future stem cell cures. Thank you.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures, Sandra Oss, Treasurer.
Hello?
It's speed walking day.
Dorothy, you're breaking up.
Did I mention we'd be slowing down when we pass the court where those fine brothers play ball?
I heard that.
Reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Get active, eat right, and maybe even run into Mr. Right. Isn't sisterhood beautiful? For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Down by the river, taking off my shoes, jumping in the water, washing away these blues, down into the ocean, current takes hold, words already been spoken. Tales already been told, hearts already been broken, wounds already been healed. Do you wanna be loved? Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved for real? Wanna be loved?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Hey, Liz. This is Earlene.
Earlene, good morning.
I'm on the Internet. I was trying to see if I could find any statements that Foley made about Clinton. Remember the one congressman who lambasted him about being immoral and whatever, and turned out he had an out-of-wedlock daughter that he had never acknowledged in years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
But I did find a statement that Foley made. You know, they just passed some tougher legislation, I believe, that he sponsored.
That is correct.
This past summer.
That is correct.
And he said that people who engage in this type of Internet sex are sick people, are mentally sick people. So, you know, it's talk about the boomerang coming back to get you, and the old saying, you point one finger at somebody, three fingers are pointing back at you.
That's right.
And I'm looking at this one blog. It said that one page has informed ABC News that they were warned when they came to Congress. His class of pages was warned about Foley. So that means it goes even beyond them knowing about the Internet message.
Yes, it does.
They knew this guy was a sicko.
And that's why every person in a leadership position who knew about this, they need to step down. It's not just Foley.
Well,
because Foley wouldn't have been able to do this and get away with this if leadership hadn't made it possible for him.
Well, not only that should they be stepped down, but they should also look at criminal charges.
That's exactly right.
Against them, you know, the aiding and abetting.
That's correct.
Acting with another.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is absolutely correct.
And, of course, there are a lot of blogs out there. I mean, these people cannot get off of this horse about Clinton and Lewinsky. My feeling about that, Hillary had a right to be mad. That was his wife. I couldn't be mad at him. He wasn't my husband. I thought it was despicable that he used the office probably like other presidents have had, you know, as they call a babe magnet. There are women who are attracted to people in power. I believe she went there like a lot of women did with the intent that, hey, I'm going to bed the president if I can. But she was 22 years old, not 16.
You know what? We're talking about the age of consent and a child. We're talking about grown folks with their own individual agendas and those without not. Was she a young woman? Absolutely. But she's still grown. She is still grown. This is pedophile. This is predator. And adults who were Bill Clinton's age and older who knew about this pedophile stuff, and these are the same adults that went after Bill Clinton for engaging in what he did, the moral wrong that he did, and they paved the way. They made it clear that they made it possible for Foley to continue on, because in 2005 and 2006, he's still doing the same stuff. So there you go. Thanks.
And I mean, I think there were reports that Lewinsky had made statements to the effect that she intended to flirt and go after the president. So she was a seductress. Now, if she was a minor going after an adult and he participated, he would have been wrong. But these were adults. This is a man going after children.
That is correct. That is correct. And everybody who knew about it and helped it take place needs to step down from their job and be pursued.
And be pursued and prosecuted.
Thanks for your call.
Take care.
1-877-920-WGNU. Robin.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And you know, Ms. Thomas is absolutely correct. I was watching the Good Morning America, and the young men, they knew. The young Page, he said that it was known, you know, on the Capitol to watch out for that guy.
Mm.
You know, it was just like in Catholic priests.
And
now, you know, I was watching the Today Show, I have to go back and forth, that he signed himself in to an alcoholic rehab.
Well, alcohol didn't have nothing to do with this.
Nothing.
This didn't have anything to do with this. You were stone cold sober when you did this. And that's offensive to people that really have because alcoholism is a disease.
Exactly.
And for him to try to now turn the attention from being a pedophile predator to I am an alcoholic. No, you're a pedophile predator. That's
exactly
what you are first.
Just with Mel Gibson, you know, when he made those slurs against the Jews, he turned himself in, you know, signed himself in for alcohol. You know, I don't understand people when they get in trouble. And this is trouble.
This is what is that? This is big time trouble. This is big time trouble.
And people that don't really understand or try to sugarcoat it, you know, they're just as sick.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good day, Ms. Brown.
All right, you
okay,
too. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the wake up call, Daryl.
Good morning, Liv.
Good morning.
Tell me something. Who was Jeff Gannon, the professional prostitute who visited the White House over 200 times? Who was he servicing?
Mm.
Was it George or was it Laura?
I can't answer either one of those questions.
You notice how they buried that story? This was Jeff Gannon, the guy that was in and out of the White House more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
A male prostitute visiting George Bush. And they completely buried that story. But it's all over the Internet.
Mm.
About this guy.
Mm.
You know, so I just shake my head every time I think about the so-called leadership of this country. They've got us in an illegal war that we can't win. They have gutted the VA. It's just pathetic. Have a good day, Liz.
All right, you take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Yusuf.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Minister of Information, how you doing today?
I am outstanding.
Let me tell you, if it wasn't so serious, it would be just downright comical. You know, I mean, you know, what's taking place is unbelievable. You know, you always say that. But it was like, you know, the minister, you know, Minister Farrakhan said once before when they asked him about the thing between Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton. He said, you know, he told them, you know, and this was really profound, you know, what he told him. He said, considering all the murders and the rapes and the gutting of nations and whatnot that have occurred in the Oval Office, why would you dare ask me something about something as trivial as that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it was very profound. But mentioning the minister too, are you going to have Minister Aziz? Well, you know, Akbar Muhammad. Will he be on? You know, anytime soon, or do you know how to, you know, contact him? Or
yes,
whatever?
I do, and I hope to have him on.
Yeah,
soon.
Because the condition of, you know, well, there's the improvement or whatever, you know, of the minister, you know, Minister Farrakhan is very important. You know, it's on a lot of people's minds. You know, right now they want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So you have a great day, Liz.
Thank you.
Keep on pushing.
You too. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. These are troubling times. These are very, very, very troubling times. And I'm just waiting. I keep waiting and waiting and waiting to hear from the so-called moral majority. And what I on this Foley issue, and what I also believe that this is going to serve to do, I don't know that this is necessarily going to stir up more Democrats or more progressives or more folks that are tired of the had enough folks, the had enough vote. Will this stir up the most the had enough vote? Perhaps. But I think what it's going to do is going to get because there's two sides to the coin, the had enough coin. There are those on the progressive side of the coin that had enough a long time ago of the politics and all of this. And then there's the other side of the had enough coin. And those are the people that would define themselves as Republicans or conservatives or combination or independents. And they're the other side of the had enough coin that, you know what, I'm too embarrassed. I'm not gonna come out and support anybody. I've had enough. I can't take this anymore. There's too many embarrassments. I can't deal with the dukesters out here with their multi-million dollar commodes and their yachts parked in lobbies, paid for lobby, are parked in the bay, paid for by lobbyists. I've had enough of the Tom DeLays and corruption. Talk about your culture of corruption. There are two sides to the had enough coin. The progressive side that have had enough of the lawlessness, of the criminal minded, of the stealing, of the debauchery, about all of that. And then there's the conservative side of the had enough coin that says, you know what, I'm embarrassed, I'm just tired, I've had enough, I'm not voting for any of them. I'm not voting for any of them. Car phone.
Liz Brown.
Fell on the car phone.
Oh, what a tango web we weave.
All right now.
You know, I sit up here, and I think Mr. Bernstein's book came out too earlier. He needs to follow it up with the State of Denial 2.
Mm.
He needs to come on out.
Mm.
And while I'm at it, Ronald Dunsell, I'd like for him to be the captain of the new Titanic, because we know the boy will go down with the ship.
Oh, see, I don't think he will. I think he'd be one of those people knocking over,
you got a point there.
Knocking over women and children to get into the boat. Okay, no, he would not go down with this. He would be the captain, but he'd be the first one to knock a baby aside to get a seat on that one of those little boats.
You know what, Liz? This whole situation is. I sit up and I've been listening to some of the conservative talk, and I say to myself now, these people totally ignore the fact that before this war started, the generals told George Bush and Ronald Dumfell what they needed to go in here and to do this. The boys ignored him. They said, no, we're going to do it quick and fast. What Don say? Shock and awe. We're going to run over these boys. And that's exactly what they call themselves doing. The Iraqis laid down their arms and stood on the side of the road and waved at the conquering heroes. And the minute they got into Baghdad and pulled that statue down, all hell broke loose. And it's been doing it ever since. And all these people that are out here saying, oh, you're attacking the Republicans now. Look at what the Democrats did. Oh, you're attacking. Nobody's attacking the Republicans like that. These people were told what they needed to do, and they ignored it. The arrogance, the way that they're handling everything is just coming out. And I can't understand why that 51% who voted for this fool can't see what's really going on right now, Liz. Mm. And it's a shame. Our kids are dying, and our kids are being assaulted in the Congress and the Senate.
Mm.
Have a good day.
Thanks for your call. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me. We'll get back to all of y'all after this.
Hi, I'm John Womack. I'm the host of On the Table, a program about food and wine and enjoying yourself every Tuesday at noon. So tune in here on WGNU 920 AM.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Hi, I'm Laurie Falkerson. Join me right after the 10 o'clock news here on AM 920 WGNU.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call?
Yes, Liz.
Yes.
This is Marva. I was calling. I didn't know if anybody had saw this on Extra last week where they had kids. I think they were Warrior for Christ and speaking in tongues and all that. And I don't have anything against that. But what it was, they had the kids laying their hands on Bush.
They had him worshiping at. I had talked about this, I think it was last week or the week before last. There's a movie, a documentary that's coming out, and it is all about this camp where they raise these children to behave like this. And
right.
And the problem for me is that certainly it's not about making a connection between children and their religion, but the
right.
political component of this is how can you have, why is any child worshiping at the feet of any picture of anybody?
Right. That's what I said.
You know, anybody.
Yeah. And it just really bothers me because I have a young child, 5-year-old, and I'm thinking by the time she gets older, you know, what kind of mess is going to be going on then?
Mm-hmm.
you know, so I just want to put that in here. I didn't know if you had listened to it or saw it.
I've seen it, and also there was the other piece of the documentary that says that children are supposed to that these children are supposed to be molded in such a way that they do give up their lives and fight for Christianity as others and others' religions give up their lives and fight for their religions, and that was scary as well.
The ones that they're fighting against over in Iran and Iraq and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they talk about those kids, and I saw that, I was just really appalled.
It's outrageous. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz, I'm wondering, how can the Democrats say anything about the babies being hurt when they support the killing of unborn babies in the womb through abortion? I mean, over and over, daily, thousands are being killed, and the Democrats are going, oh, this is a choice. Those are just globs. Those aren't babies.
And I guess
arms and legs. They don't care about those.
Okay.
They don't care about the capital punishment on those.
All right, so let's talk about the question that you've just raised, Gary. If that is true, what you said, that Democrats have no moral high ground in order to be criticizing this, then
I didn't say that, but go ahead.
Well, but if you're saying, how can Democrats raise this issue since they don't raise it on this issue? That's saying that they don't have the moral high ground to be able to challenge this. Then my question to you was, if that is true, then what do we say of the Republican Party, who claims to have the moral high ground, who claims to care about the babies in the womb? Because the criticism that is leveled at the Republican Party is that they claim to care about the children in the womb, but once the babies get here, they don't give a horse's patoot about them. I don't hear any Republican of any stature saying that any Republican in leadership position who knew about this predatory monster going after 16-year-old babies, they should step down from their job. They should step out of the halls of Congress. They should not be in any kind of legislative position at all. We don't hear that coming from you.
Well,
I haven't finished posing the question yet. We don't hear that coming from any person in leadership position. We don't hear that coming from rank and file, and we don't hear it coming from people like you that defend them. Go ahead.
I doubt if there's anybody that fully knew the extent of this Mr. Foley's actions. I doubt if anybody had access totally of the emails. If they did, then yes, I doubt seriously if anybody had access.
Well, there are two people that do that say that they did have access to it. One is the Republican that is now in charge of the Republican effort for reelection, and also there is Dennis Hassert. And Dennis Hassert said he forgot about this. Dennis Hassert did nothing about this when the emails were brought to him. And it seems to me that it is a mind-numbing thing to me to hear people that are in my face all of the time or in my ear all of the time talking about those terrorists over here. We got to go get the terrorists, and yet and still we have a pedophile right where they live. They see him, this pedophile, every day, and they don't go after the pedophile. So my concern is the hypocrisy of that is one of my concerns. And then the second piece of it is that if you're unwilling to go after a pedophile that's right in front of you, how willing are you to go after terrorists? You're not.
Go after them. Go after the pedophiles.
But nobody said that.
You didn't
say that. And here's my point, Gary. You didn't say that when you first called up. The Republican leadership is not saying that, and the Republican Congress is not saying go after him. All they're trying to do is to reduce this into a partisan issue, a whining partisan issue of, well, the Democrats didn't care about this. You all are the ones that say that you have the moral high ground, and I have yet to hear any of you take the moral high ground on this and say that every single Republican in a leadership position, and even if not in a leadership position, any Republican that knew about this and kept it from us should lose their job. And none of you have said that. And none of you have said that. None of you are capable of saying that. I've given a number of you an opportunity to come on this show today and say just that, and the only thing that you want to do is whine about the Democrats and whine about what the Democrats didn't do and whine about the Democrats taking a different position than you on abortion. And you know what sticks with this? What sticks with this is the criticism that is leveled at you, that you don't care about the babies once they get out of the womb. Because you don't care about them, because you're not whining about the fact that they don't have flapjackets when they go over there to fight in Iraq. You don't care about them because you're making those babies stay over there for a year and a half, 2 years to fight instead of bringing them home. You don't care about them because you allow predatory lenders to go after our military people on the bases. You don't care about them because you're not telling us about how many of them are dead. You don't care about them because you don't tell us about how many of them are being killed every single day. You don't care about the life outside of the womb. And every time that you're given an opportunity to prove me wrong, to prove that wrong, you prove me right. You don't care about the babies. Not for real. Not in any kind of real, honest way. You don't care about the babies because you know what? For the ones of you that believe like you do, it's easier to take the position, I care about the babies in the womb. I care about that. That's easy. That's an easy thing to do. You care more about your team winning than addressing any real issue out here. You're just like Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich got it right. When he said, you know what? This is not an issue we need to worry about. Newt Gingrich knew about it. I don't hear any of you all out here going after your own. You've turned this into a partisan issue, and it is not. It is an issue that begins with a P. It's about predators and pedophiles. But you turn it into partisanship. Well, the Democrats do it too, instead of, oh my God, we need to protect the babies. And everybody that has brought harm to our babies got to go, and none of you are saying that. None of you are saying that. There's equivocation, there's distancing, and then when that fails, there's Monica Lewinsky. And that's why y'all going to be turned out on election day. Your own are not going to come out and defend you, because everybody should be shamed of the Republican Party. Let's talk about Monica Lewinsky, okay? Let's talk about Monica Lewinsky, because I'm more comfortable with Monica Lewinsky and babies in the womb. That's all I want to talk about. Well, you know what? The world consists of more than that. There are a whole lot more of us out here than waiting to get here. Ken.
Yeah, these same people also would cut these kids off aid that was at the born. They cut them off.
Let me be specific. Jim Talent created a bill that said that a woman who was not married, that had a baby, should get no food stamps, no health care. These are the people that care about our babies, right?
Yeah, them exactly the same people. Rather cut them off everything.
Cut them off everything.
Everything, including school.
That's
and everything
fact.
Else.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU, or if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get to me. Dan.
Hi, Liz. How are you today?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Real good. Thank you. You know, one point I'd like to make concerning that previous caller, abortion is not against the law.
That is correct.
And pedophilia is against the law.
That is correct.
So this Republican Congress, Republican Supreme Court, and Republican President have done nothing against abortion, to abolish abortion. So
it's the
law of the land.
Yeah, let's characterize it as that, Dan. I think you make a brilliant point, and that is that what they have focused on is changing the law of the land as opposed to enforcing the laws that are here.
Exactly.
The laws that are here said that there's no pedophilia. There's none. There's none.
Right. That's a monster crime.
Yes, it is. It's a monster, monster, monster crime.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Dan.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Oops. No, not that. We're going to where I'm done for today. That means I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong. Oops.
I will never say that progress is being made.
knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that you blow that below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war.